I'm live here in Studio 2A with Steph Keppen and The Articles. Thank you very much for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
She said it meant nothing at all. This place is not the same anymore. It's been shaped by those who walk its floor. And now I find it hard to ignore what's become of what was here before. I still see through the same set of eyes, accompanied by a new state of mind. And I will keep walking away from this place. Change come slowly, change my mind. Change come only for the better, or just leave me behind. I'm unconcerned with past moments that promising, but the picture is bigger than I'm remembering. And why should I just keep staring at it? Change come slowly, change my mind. Change come only for the better, or just leave me behind.
KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. I am live in Studio 2A with Steph Keppen and the Articles. That sounded awesome.
Well, thank you.
That was very fun.
Thank you. Glad you had fun.
So, Steph, you've been playing, ever since you could walk, practically.
Oh.
And singing.
Maybe, yeah. Once I was eight, I started actually playing piano for real.
Yeah.
Right around when I also started to walk.
Slow on the uptake.
When did you start performing then? Like, I know you did solo stuff before this band.
Yeah, I started playing in bands starting in eighth grade. I was just, you know, the little front girl singing in bands. And then when I was in, I guess it was 2008, I started playing around with my own material. And then by December, I finally found a solid lineup of a band. I kind of been playing with random whoever for the other year and a half.
Yeah. Just kind of whoever you could pull together. And then
yeah, but now I've finally got a solid band,
awesome.
The Articles.
Well, speaking of which, why doesn't everyone go around and introduce themselves and say what you play?
I'm Ruth.
Wait, why don't you go a little bit closer to the mic?
I'm Ruth. I play violin.
Okay.
I'm Alex. I play violin too.
Steph, I play piano and sing.
I'm Chris. I play bass.
I get to lean over there from the drums.
I'm Tom Beach, and I play drums.
Great.
Yes.
Awesome.
He also brings the sex appeal and the righteous haircut. Looks like a mop.
So when you guys all finally came together, how did the writing process start? Now, Steph, did you already have material that you all then started collaborating on, or was the writing process
for this first album? It was basically songs. Like some of these songs are from when I was 17.
Okay.
And this place that we just played was the first song I ever wrote for this project when I was 17. So most of these songs I had written, and then we brought them to life when we got together and jammed them out.
Did you already have an idea for a sound that you wanted, or did that happen?
I really didn't think about what kind of sound I was trying to create. Just go for it, I guess.
How does the writing process work for you, generally speaking?
I guess just kind of experimenting and messing around. I mean,
yeah,
lyrically, I might do lyrics after I have a structure kind of planned out, or before. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. So, and then you just released an album that came out 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's on iTunes and Amazon and
Think Indie and CD Baby.
Yeah.
Great. And you have your MySpace and Facebook pages too, where people can go check it out.
And we'll have the physical CDs available starting this weekend. Friday, we're playing a CD release at Fractal in Phoenix. And then Saturday, we're playing at Solar Culture in Tucson.
Have you played that venue before?
No, actually. It's Solar Culture, no.
Yeah.
Oh, it's looking a fun forward venue. To it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. Good openers, too. Good
openers. Very cool. And you guys recorded with River Jones Music, right?
I see that. We recorded with my friend Austin, actually.
Oh,
basically in a shack, to tell you the truth.
But River Jones is
the label, right? Yeah.
I don't know if you guys were up there in Phoenix. Or... So was it here in Tucson that you did most of the recording?
Actually, no. We recorded all of it in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
So we did a lot of commuting.
Yeah. How long did that whole process take for you?
You know, it probably took... I think we went from January to, like, April recording. Yeah. Yeah. Just between when we could with school and work and stuff, we would get up there and record.
Wow. Are you guys all currently in school?
No.
Chris isn't in school.
No, I don't do school. One second.
He's too old for school.
Yeah.
Is the violin mic on by chance? I think it might be, but I had a hard time hearing you. I just want to make sure everyone can hear what you guys are saying.
Speak up, girls.
Okay. All right, well, cool. Why don't we go ahead and throw it back into some more music, and we will come back and chat a little bit more.
All right. Plastic frames, yeah. Play a new one now.
Too much in my head to sleep it out. I try to forget, but it's singled out. My heart beats fast, but there is no one. Only anxiety I can't overcome. I've been trying.
pushing my head to rest. Let it out, can't even keep track of what I'm worrying about. So I've been making lots of lists lately. When I cross one thing off, another got it on.
Rocking so hard that our set list blew away.
Ooh, so we're gonna play a waltz now.
Right, 1, 2, 3. I pushed everything aside, took worries, painted them with pride. But you'll see it fade gradually back to what I do not mean. Don't talk to me, I won't be interesting. The words I say but meant to be said. I'm afraid I cannot say this now, though, by the way, it's better off in questioning. You're not the only one fooled by what's been, happening. I said, don't talk to me, I won't be
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. My name is Brooklyn, and I am live in Studio 2A with Steph Keppen and The Articles. That last song is one of my favorites. I love that one.
It's a good tune.
Yeah, I think that seems to be a popular one off the album.
One of the most downloaded.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Nice. Mm-hmm.
Which could mean two more downloads than for us, but I mean.
Still, it's the most
downloaded. Most popular nonetheless.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Steph, 2 years ago when you put the current band together, what made you decide to include the string instruments? I love that, using the string instruments, especially with your vocals. Ooh. It just works really well. But what was there something in particular that inspired you to do that?
When I first started recording, like, the first three demo songs for this, I guess I was 17, my friend Austin turned me on to this artist named Brooke Wagner, and she's, you know, a classical pianist, you know, with a bunch, she writes a bunch of string arrangements, and I was inspired by that production of her music, and then it just became super fun to just write more melodies around the melodies I was already writing.
Yeah.
With my voice and stuff.
Yeah, it's like harmonizing with something other than...
Exactly.
Another voice, yeah.
It's like, yeah, just having two other, kind of vocalists, except, you know, without words.
Yeah, because we can't sing.
Have you guys played in... How do you... No, it's Ruth and Alex, right?
Yeah.
Had you guys played in bands before, or were you guys classically trained?
No, we were completely classical.
Classical all the way, pretty much.
Yeah. And I know that a couple of you guys have jazz backgrounds, too.
I think all of us have kind of played around in jazz. I know, yeah. Tom, before this band, you were just in jazz, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, I primarily play jazz.
A little bit closer there.
Sorry.
Just be closer a bit, yeah.
Sorry. We can cuddle. That's cool. But yeah, we all pretty much have backgrounds in jazz and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of. I was never jazz trained or anything, but I guess I'm kind of influenced by a lot of jazz still.
What training did you have, I mean, growing up?
I took piano.
Not that you need training, but just curious.
Oh, everyone can use training.
Yeah.
I started taking piano lessons when I was 7 or 8, and I quit piano lessons probably when I was 14 or something like that. I think I took three voice lessons my whole life. Yeah, that's the training I guess I have.
Probably like family parents that have always been involved in music, probably too.
The lady who taught me piano, she was definitely a family friend.
Yeah.
The person I took voice lessons for like one summer was, I didn't know her. Kobe Myrick. She like was Linda Ronstadt's vocal teacher or something.
Cool. Yeah. I touched on it before, and then I rushed past it at the beginning of the break. But so are you guys studying music right now? The ones that are in school, are you guys studying music or other things? And this is just on its own.
Ruth, what are you studying?
Well, I'm not really studying music. I took a music business class last semester.
Okay.
Which actually is kind of helping us now. But other than that, I haven't really even picked a major, so.
Got it, yeah.
I played in the UA Philharmonic last semester, but I quit lessons because I was just too busy during school, but I've taken lessons since I was 4, so.
Yeah. I'm also undecided at school. I started taking some music classes, and I'm probably going to shift my major to something musical. I just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
And Tom just graduated high school. Yay.
Early, yeah. Too.
Congratulations.
My first semester of college is coming up, and I'm doing a women's studies bachelor's degree.
Okay. You joking?
No, he's being totally serious.
Really?
No.
No, he's
Why
not.
Is that funny?
And I'm a U of A music school dropout.
Nice. So you haven't played at Solar Culture yet, but what other venues in town have you guys made an appearance at?
Well, you know,
the living
infamous
room.
Living Room.
Right.
Rockin' Java back on our side of town, Marana.
The Rialto one.
Oh, well.
Scrappies.
Sort of. Oh, Scrappies. Yeah, Scrappy. You know, just all the underground venues in town. We've been playing pretty much 4th. Half and half in Phoenix, too. So
okay.
That's where half our gigs have been spread out.
How did you guys start booking stuff up there? Was it while you were recording, you just started playing up there and developed a little bit of a following?
Kind
or?
Of friends, I guess.
Okay.
Like, one of my best friends, Austin's... Friends Austin recorded our album, and he also recorded my first demos. So, through him, I created a network up there. Yeah.
That's great, though. It's great to have both places for you. So, all right. Well, let's. How many more songs do you guys have?
A lot.
How many songs more do you want us to have?
Well, we can play up until about 9:57. So why don't you play probably like another two or three? And then if we still have some time, we can come back and kind of finish things out and maybe end with a song.
All right, let's do Stranger.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI. My name is Brooklyn, and I am live in Studio 2A with Steph Keppen and The Articles.
Suck myself, everybody else I know. You're stressing less and eating less. You're so unsure, but right now you know. I found distractions with all of the friends that I think I can say that I. The day I'm alone with quite a collection.
Hello, hello, don't bother with our names, I know. They are misleading. You might see me as understanding, but I'm hard for reading. If I told you I was fine, then I fooled you. It's so. Please, please be my acquaintance. I don't need any more. I don't want to be disappointed with another friend anyway.
KXCI2 Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. I am Brooklyn, and I am happy to have Steph Keppen and the Articles in here tonight.
We're very happy to be here. Thank you.
So that's probably my second favorite song. So, I mean, it's the second
so
most
like,
downloaded.
You like three, four. You like songs in three, four times.
I guess so.
What's your third favorite song?
It's my secret.
Oh, all right. Cool. Okay. I see how you want to play.
Tell me what your third most popular downloaded song is. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, I have no idea.
No third popular. Second most popular is as far as it gets.
What's our second most popular?
Different Kind.
Oh, oh yeah.
After that, maybe last.
Okay, awesome.
That's our rock song.
So they.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, they just released their first album 2 weeks ago. They have a show coming up on Saturday at Solar Culture here in Tucson.
Yep.
What time is the show?
It's going to start at 8 p.m.
Cool. And who's opening for you guys again?
We're having Octopus Place open for us. They are a band that just got back together. And then our friends are doing an opening. Adam and Aaron are doing an opening DJ live drum set. So we're going to dance party at first, I guess.
Real talk. There's going to be glow sticks and a light show and everything like that. It's going to be really good.
Fantastic. So we talked about sort of where you sort of what you trained, I guess, doing before you got into the band. But what are you guys listening to right now? I'm always curious to know.
That's such a difficult question.
Well, it can besides, be diverse. That's fine.
Besides Nickelback and Creed.
Those are the big ones. Those are the big ones.
I've always been a big Ben Folds Five fan. And like Isley, like I said earlier, Brooke Wagner. I've been an Arx Bandits fan since their last two albums. I think we're all fans of the Mars Volta, actually, which, you know, you wouldn't really tell in this music, but, you know.
I'm also partial to LFO, Backstreet Boys, the first two albums, just the first
classics.
Two albums. After that, I think they kind of went downhill. They lost their vision, you know, but that's just me.
Tom, who are some of your influences?
Hold on, let him saunter on over to the microphone.
My influences or what I'm listening to?
What you're well, I guess both, but what are you listening to, I guess, right now?
I listen to a lot of Daughtry and...
Oh, come on. Can you guys be
real answers?
Okay, all right.
Real answers, people.
Yeah, real people, remember?
All right. I listen to a lot of Mars Volta, as was said before. Black Keys, Isley, Christian Scott.
Christian Scott. Oh, man. Yes.
Christian Scott, definitely.
Real talk?
Real talk.
Real talk.
Christian Scott, man.
And R. Kelly, too. Real talk.
No, real talk, listeners out there, if you haven't heard Christian Scott, listen to Christian Scott. After you listen to Steph Kepin in the articles, then listen to Christian Scott.
Naturally. What about you, Ruth and Alex?
I like the Shins.
Alex likes the Shins.
I do, and the Black Keys and Andrew Bird.
I like listening to a lot of kind of world music.
Okay.
So like kind
like
of
like Gaelic Storm
or Celtic Woman or Enya.
No, Enya's good. Enya's good. I like Enya. Yeah.
Well, cool. All right. So definitely remember their show on Saturday night at Solar Culture. Check out their new album on their MySpace and Facebook pages.
Do we know when it's going to be in stores?
No, I have no idea.
Will be in stores at some point. So.
Stay tuned for that information. You've been listening to Steph Kepin and the articles. You're listening to 91.3 KXCI, locals only. We should finish up here at about 3 till. So if you want to play two songs.
Okay.
We'll finish up with two songs. That sounds good.
What else do you guys want to play besides your band?
The Time.
Family Trees? No. Family Trees. Okay.
Thanks again for coming in, guys.
Are we starting with Family Trees?
Yeah, and then different kind.
We're doing Family Trees right now.
Oh, man, this is going to be intense.
We're doing Family Trees right now.
Mm-hmm, right now.
Display.
That was really fast.
All right, one more?
Yep, one more.
All right, a song called Different Kind.
I'm sorry, I did not mean for the impression I have made.
Somebody.